This gathering, this group, is a temple of light, the heart of divine love, the secret breath of God, the altar of eternal peace, the focus of the great silence, the ocean of limitless power, the treasure chest of the Almighty, the sun of everlasting freedom, the throne room of infinite life, the gift of the beloved mighty I Am presence forever. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical body and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
So remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras and the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra as you focus on each chakra in turn and focus on the intensity of the color of each chakra, which then raises the vibrational frequency within that chakra, which then raises the vibrational frequency within the corresponding glandular function and all of the cells that connect with those glandular functions as well. And throughout your extremities of your body, all the organs in your body, everything increasing in vibrational frequency. So starting with the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on that chakra, focus on that chakra being the grounding point to Gaia in her fifth dimensional and beyond expression. And moving up to the root chakra, bright, brilliant ruby red. To the next, brilliant, bright orange. And the solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow, and the sun. To the heart center, deep blue green. And the high heart center, magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, bright, brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakras, see all of those 9 chakras in perfect alignment up your spinal cord. And notice how brilliant and bright each of those chakras are. And if any one of those particular chakras is not brilliant and bright, in other words, at its highest intensity, and perhaps a muddied look to it or so, just focus your attention on that chakra and raise the intensity of that color. do it, just do it with your imaging in capability, your imagination. Then once you've done that, see all of the chakras again in perfect alignment and with their brilliant, bright colors. And then one at a time, begin to merge the chakras together. Merge the soul star chakra up into the root chakra, and then those two chakras into the next, and those three into the next, and so on, all the way up until all of the chakras have merged into the soul star chakra. And once they have all merged into the soul star chakra, move your conscious knowing self into that soul star chakra and merge chakras together, which then forms a three-dimensional six-pointed star or a 12-pointed diamond. And once you have that, feel yourself in that, now your Merkaba, or Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, and begin to find yourself moving up above your physical body. Don't go up too high, just find yourself moving up a little bit and see your physical body sitting or laying there. Be aware that you are still connected to your physical body, but you are also separate from it as well, as your physical body is not you. You are a part of the physical body, but not the other way around. Continue to visualize or focus on that physical body and see the violet flame that is now surrounding your physical body. It's surrounding your physical body as well as your tube of light, tube of protective light. See that violet flame now growing and growing until it's expanded out beyond your physical body, perhaps a few feet beyond your physical form, all the way around. Then begin to see all of the old programming, from many, many, many lifetimes that have consistently muddied up your physical expression, your physical lives, over the countless lives that you've had. See that programming, whatever it might be. Just see it all coming in and moving into the violet flame, literally seeing it all becoming purged out. All of the programming. All of the programming of lack and limitation. The programming of aging. All of the various programs that you have lived by, year after year, lifetime after lifetime. See it all being purged in the violet flame. And as it's purged in the violet flame, literally burned up, see the smoke from that going up high into the heavens. Never to be realized again. And know that you have the power to replace all of that old programming with any that you want to replace it with, creating any reality that you want in your lives. Now you see yourself again in your light body, in your Merkaba light vehicle, and rising up through the roof of the building wherever you are, into the sky, higher and higher until you pass the Earth's atmosphere and become aware of the high level of consciousness in the absence of all negative thoughts. You know, in fact, here in this position that you are now, high up above the earth, there is no negative thought. There is nothing to hold you back, nothing to hold you to limitations. Here you are free. Free of all of the miasma of thought is part of the earth expression, part of the collective expression. And as you look back down now and see your physical body way down there, see that violet flame now growing and expanding. As it continues to expand, it begins to contact all of the other violet flames throughout the planet, little by little. First the town or the village or the city, or the state, the province, country, across the oceans, the continents, the violet flame expanding and growing and connecting with all of the other violet flames across the entire planet. And the same thing happening now from the collective consciousness, from the universal mind, from the quantum field. All of the old programming that sits in that quantum field, if it were, and see it being purged now in this giant violet flame that completely surrounds the earth now. All of that old programming coming purged, disintegrating. Know that as a collective consciousness, you can begin to put any new programming, any new thoughts into that quantum field now. And create it as your own, however you want it to be. You can do that now. Send the thoughts into this new purged quantum field. Send the thoughts, send the creative reality that you want to see in the new world, in the new golden age of Gaia, in the new fifth dimensional expression and beyond. Create it how you want it to be, whatever it might be. Certainly people coming together everywhere, embracing, being one with each other, and knowing they are one with each other. So then there can be no more separation, only unity consciousness. See that happening across the entire planet, regardless of the race of people. Regardless of the sex, all coming together as one, religions included, all together, no more separation. You still have your individuality. There is an individuality that is part of the full God expression within you. The I Am presence, if you will, within you and within everyone else. And all is the God expression or the I Am consciousness. And for just a few moments, visualize the world as you would want it to be, whatever that would be. be in connection with your brothers and sisters from the stars. The movement from the big cities into smaller towns and villages. What would it be like? Look at nature. What nature would be like. Just imagine nature itself without all of that negative programming from all of the thoughts over the countless lifetimes have created the pollution, the imbalance in the world. Think about that. What would nature be like? Look at the colors, amazing colors in the trees, plants, flowers, sky itself. Feel the air, crisp, clean air everywhere. Think about when you've been out in nature. You looked at that beautiful blue sky. Thought how wonderful nature is. It's free. All of the negative thought processes. And make it your world. Your creative expression for a new world, certainly a new timeline. Timeline where everyone is together as one and know that they are as one. What will that be like? Now, if you would, allow yourselves to begin to be drawn back to your physical body. Come back in gently, bringing your etheric, your astral, your light body back into your physical. Tuck it back in. As you do so, feel the aliveness. Your physical body. You come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain, and it is always my pleasure to be able to be with you in this way. To give you just a little glimpse here and there of what you can expect in the times ahead. Knowing, as you all do now, how much power you have within you to create your own reality. That is what you are here to learn in this lifetime that you have chosen to be a part of. The mission that you came here for is to first learn that you, not the world around you, but you create your own reality. It is within your power to do so. First, the old programming must be disintegrated. To allow for the new creative programming to take its place. So think about that in your daily activities as you go about your routines in your lives. Think about how much you had been programmed, not as just an individual, but as a collective. How you are learning to move beyond that programming. But that programming doesn't even exist anymore. The more that you think about that each and every day, there is no programming. Not the old programming, only what I choose to put into my mind this day, this moment. And think about that in the moment. As you have heard before, forgive, forget, and move on. It is not healthy for any of you to hold on to the past, the negative past. Certainly hold your wonderful memories. Let go of those that hold you back. Let go of those that bring limitation to your life, whatever that might be. And embrace the now moment, knowing that when you are embracing the now moment, you are preparing for the future that you are creating in that moment. And the more that you can create in that moment, the more wonderful your future will be. And think about it in terms of a future, in terms of not a limited future, but a limitless future. Not think about the aging process. But when you think about the aging process, all you do is just age yourself. When you think about how old you are getting older. Think instead, know instead how young you are, how vibrant you are, how you are in complete balance each and every moment. You will find that the more that you do that, the more you will create what would be considered miracles in your life. All of we as the ascended ones, that's what we learn to do. We learn to master the third dimensional illusion. Just as you, each and every one of you, need to learn to master the illusion. First realizing that it is indeed an illusion. And as an illusion, you can create anything you want to replace that illusion. Back to the original, create your own reality. It is all up to you, each and every one of you, to overcome the old programming and become the new you. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to realize each and every moment how much power you have within you to create your very lives ahead of you.
Om mani padme hum. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you with your questions if you have them. Would there be questions here for one who serves and Shoshana?
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
There's a gentleman named John Lear, people are aware of. He was a CIA pilot. So he had a lot of inside information, supposedly, and he was saying that he heard that our solar system has 40 planets and not just 9. Would you think that's accurate?
We will have to go with what you are saying here in terms of your belief in whatever this is that you are speaking of. In other words, how important is it to know at this point whether there are 40 or 50 or 10 or 9 or whatever it is? How important How does that change your daily lives, knowing something such as this? Or would it be better to hold off for the time being as far as the curiosity of that? For that's all this is curiosity, and allow for the process to move fully through here in knowing the answers to this question, as well as the countless myriad other types of questions that you have had your whole lives and are continuing to have now. In other words, let it go for now, and the answers will come as they are needed for not only this question, but all of your questions as well. We guarantee that all of your questions will be answered at the time, the point, where it is necessary for you to know the answers. And you will remember much. Okay, Shoshana, perhaps do you have anything else here?
We agree.
Very good. We know
it
is.
Thank you very much.
But it is what you need to hear at this point. Would there be other questions?
I have one.
It's not very important. Thank you.
Yes?
I'm just wondering, what would happen to this planet if Source made a directive that all souls, including yourselves, had to tell the whole truth all the time and not hold anything back?
We will say to you that when that happens in your existence here, then you will have arrived in the ascension portal and be in the fifth dimension and beyond. For that is where only the truth shall abide here. Okay? You understand this?
Not really.
Please say what you do not understand about this.
Well, we're all trying to get to the fourth and fifth dimension. And what I'm envisioning is this whole planet, every person on the planet, not having a choice to tell a lie. And I have to tell the truth, and that way you would have nothing to hide. And there would be no wars because of that, and everybody would get along.
We will say here, you are on the right track, but that would be control. And the dimensions beyond this third dimension are not about control, they are about complete freedom. But you would have the freedom to, as you are saying, tell the truth, because that is all you know to do. Not because you are being forced to do it. That is the third dimensional illusion about control. But in the higher expressions, there is no control. There is freedom of choice, but your choice would always be to be in the truth. Okay? That is why it is said, the truth shall set you free. And indeed, that is so. So, Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
Yes, we have something to contribute here, if we may, dear brother.
Always and forever.
Dear brother, do you wish for others to do this first, or you to do this first?
I try to always tell the truth.
You cannot try. There is no try.
It's like Yoda.
So we will tell you that your only true mission as a divine being is to do that which you wish others to do, you see. So as you are the one, the beacon of truth, the truth sayer, the one that holds the truth as the dearest thing that you have, then you become the influencer of others, and that is how a planet changes, you see. So Source cannot give this directive. You can give this directive, you see. Source has given you the power to give this directive through influence. So as you become the one that tells the truth, that is the truth, that holds the truth dear, you influence others to do that so that the planet's vibration rises because of you, you see. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would be further questions here? No further questions?
But I have a question.
Yeah.
If everything has consciousness, say, for example, a fridge has consciousness, do they also feel love? Like if you love your fridge, does it feel love back?
First of all, do not misunderstand here that everything has consciousness. For a man-made machinery such as this itself does not have consciousness. The consciousness that goes into that is from the ones that created that to begin with, you see. Now, it is different from, say, a table that is made of wood. The wood comes from trees. Trees, of course, have consciousness. So there is a difference here. The parts of that particular device, whatever that device might be, that are natural in origin, then that has consciousness. But a man-made item, such as you are speaking of, itself does not have consciousness. Now think about it in terms of a house, a home, and that home that you abide in does have consciousness because it is made of natural materials, and those natural materials do have consciousness, you see? That is what we would say here. Perhaps Shoshana has another way of putting this?
We can add here, if we may add, dear sister.
Yes, please.
This is an interesting question that you pose. It is not so much that your refrigerator is conscious. It is that you are surrounding it with a vibration that assists it in some ways, you see? We can tell you, as we speak through this one, that she speaks to her sewing machine. She pats it. She loves it. She talks to it so that it performs well, you see. But it is not the consciousness of the machine. It is the consciousness of the human that creates the vibration that uplifts the entire planet to perform better, you see. So it is difficult to explain, but you are surrounding, for example, the device with a vibration of love, and it will be uplifted. That is how it works, you see. When it is the same thing that you do with water. When you love water, it loves you back. When you hate water, it hates you back. It is all vibratory. It is all the frequency that you surround it with that creates the vibration that bounces back into your consciousness. I hope we have explained that. Namaste.
Very good.
That helps. Thank you.
Very good. Would there be further questions here before we release chat? Nothing further? Then, Shoshana, do you have parting message?
I do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say, as we have said many, many times, and as you need to continue to integrate within yourself, believing is seeing. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.